What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Larry here. If you're wondering why I sound like I've just woken up, it's because I have. No matter what time you're listening to this, I am recording it at 6 o'clock in the morning. Just sat down with my iced coffee that my lovely girlfriend made me. How's everybody going? You can tell I'm not fully awake yet. How's everybody doing? How's it going, y'all? Ooh, boy, it's early, but I love it. As the years went on and I got older, I've become more and more of a morning person. I used to work a job with crazy hours. That definitely attributed to me being an early bird. And me and the girlfriend, we go to bed early and we get up early. And what's that saying, early to bed, early to rise, or whatever it is. But I've got my iced coffee, all is well in the world. I honestly feel like this early morning voice might be a little more soothing. I don't know. What do you think? Iced coffee is the tits, let me tell you. It's, Dunkin' Donuts cold brew. Made it home in the pitcher with some International Delight French Vanilla Creamer. And I don't put any sugar in it at all. With about 5 ice cubes, perfecto. And if you didn't notice, I went back to the old music just because I kind of missed it. I still might occasionally just change it just because whenever I want to. But yeah, it's kind of cool recording this early in the morning. Basically, because of the scheduling wise, Gary and I had to film our video for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures. We had to film it yesterday on a Thursday because of some schedule changes. So normally that would be the day that I would record my podcast episode. That's normally the day that we record the Gary and Larry podcast episode too, but we're doing that today, later on today. Big week. This past week was a big week. Did something pretty important. I may have actually mentioned on the pod a few weeks ago that I purchased my girlfriend's engagement ring. And full disclosure, she knows that I got it, but she hasn't seen it. She basically sent me a list. I know what she likes, but when it comes to stuff like that, I had no clue. So she sent me a list of a bunch that she liked and basically said, when you're ready, pick one. So, ooh, coffee time. Here are the ice cubes. Ah, that's so soothing. We used to FaceTime and I used to watch her drink her coffee in the morning, and I'd hear that, and I would always think it was a fork or a spoon in the cup for whatever reason. She's like, no, you dingbat. I'm drinking iced coffee. But yeah, so I picked one, and it came, and, Wednesday, I asked her mom for her blessing for me to ask her to marry her. And why did I ask her mom? Because her dad's no longer with us, just like my dad. That's one of the main reasons we had an instant connection. Because both of us having to go through that, you know, it was, we clicked instantly. Seinfeld being our favorite show, yada, yada, yada. So many things. We have the same personality type. And so I asked her mom's permission, and her mom was really happy about it, and she sent me a touching text that literally almost brought tears to my eyes. Needless to say, her mom's very excited, and I plan on popping the old Q. I plan on popping it soon. You know, not like within the next few days, but soon, like in a matter of weeks. I've never been so sure about anything in my life. She's my soulmate. Period. And we're going to spend the rest of our lives together. And it's going to be an amazing life together. so grateful to have her. She definitely is a gift from God, you know. And if you don't believe in God, then I feel sorry for you. If you don't believe in some kind of higher power, you know, I'm sorry. Maybe you should work on that. You might get a little more peace in your life. Shifting gears back to Gary Laird's Edel Adventures, we ended up going yesterday, Thursday, to film at a place that Gary and I have actually eaten at together before called And Pizza. Now, if you've heard of a company called Mod Pizza, it's essentially the same thing. It's basically like a Subway, but for pizza. You go in, it's all one type of bread, but then you pick which sauce you want. You pick what type of cheese you want. You pick your toppings, sauce, condiments, everything. It's really awesome. They look like a flatbread pizza, but it's not flatbread. It's just very thin, soft crust. They're about just over 12 inches long, and they're cut into squares, but it's very easy for one person to eat one pizza just because it's very thin and it's delicious. So Gary and I actually filmed that inside the mall, which is really awesome. There were not a lot of people there, so it was nice and quiet, not any distractions. Nobody looking at us saying, look at those guys with the cameras. What are they doing? More coffee. And if you've been listening to Gary and Larry do a podcast, has anybody got used to that name yet? Gary and Larry do a podcast. You know, as I mentioned this on the pod before too, like when we started it and I told him, I said, dude, I think the name sounds really corny and cheesy, but that's totally intentional. And it's mainly, you know, for the people who subscribe to our YouTube channel. Because any normal person would be like, who's Gary and Larry, you know? But our YouTube channel, we're sitting pretty at 543 subscribers. And that's nuts. I can't believe that in a year and a few months, we have over 500 subs. I mean, in order to get monetized, we need 1,000 subscribers combined with 4,000 public watch hours. We are over halfway in both categories. So that's a really good feeling. And it's great to be on this journey with him. And as far as my solo video for the channel, I recently did a little Taco Bell steak quesadilla review. It was You know, as far as where I was at there, I didn't have many options, at least options as in stuff that Gary and I hadn't already done yet. So I was like, well, I'll just do a quick little Taco Bell video. I mean, I got the score up and everything in TubeBuddy. So, you know, I don't think, honestly, it's going to do well. I hope it does. I mean, it'll get some views, but see, I wanted to slurp my coffee loudly so y'all don't just hear like 3 seconds of complete silence, so you know I'm actually doing something. And it's going great. You know, the channel's going great. We're having fun doing videos. And and also want to plug our podcast again. It's called Gary and Larry Do a Podcast. We talk a lot about our YouTube channel. That generally is the focus of most episodes. There was that one where we talked about movies and TV a lot, but generally the main topic of each episode is our YouTube channel, but we also talk about life, you know, what happened during the week, relive memories from our childhood, you know, just we talk about literally everything. We just don't cover race, politics, or religion on the podcast. That's just my opinion, though, that's just, you know, 3 topics you don't talk about unless you specifically have like a political podcast or a religious podcast or something. Because our goal is to not offend anyone, but we're having a great time, you know. We're just, trying to get all the projects out there, and It's a constant work in progress. And damn, this iced coffee is delicious. We'll be recording a new episode of our podcast later today. You know, that's of course if you are listening to this on a Friday, the day it comes out. But I mean, life is good, you know. There are some minor financial struggles, but it's all good. Life is life. Me and the lady will officially start working together the first of the year, and all will be well. Other than that, at the end of the day, I have no complaints. Got a beautiful woman in my life. Cousin Gary, we got this awesome YouTube channel. We're having so much fun doing that. People that love me, all is well. Thank you so very much for listening. Follow me on Instagram at Mr. Larry Mullins. If you're listening to this on Apple, leave a rating, write a review, hit that subscribe button. I'd greatly appreciate it. And while you're there, also check out Gary and Larry Do a Podcast and The Edible Adventures on YouTube, youtube.com/The Edible Adventures. I'll catch you on the next episode.